Welcome to the Murray Claims Podcast from Grigor & Young LLP. The problem with many personal injury claims is that you lose about 25% of your compensation if you're successful. At Murray Claims at Grigor & Young, we aim to provide local specialist advice in such a way that your personal injury claim costs you nothing, whether you win or lose. You're listening to the Murray Claims Podcast. I'm Peter Brash. We're all missing social contact at the moment. One group missing their get-togethers is musicians. Some duos have managed to perform simultaneously by sitting at opposite ends of long couches. Beyond that, with the time delay that comes with platforms such as Zoom, you can't easily have groups of musicians who are remote from each other, all playing in time together. Scary Vore's multi-musician video for their hit tune, Everyday Heroes, cleverly synchronises players from a wide variety of locations, but that appearance only comes about through careful editing. Fortunately, you don't need to be in unison with your solicitor in order to be in tune and get business completed through your solicitor if you cannot meet face to face during these times. In this podcast, we're going to highlight three areas of law where we advise you should still consider consulting a solicitor and progressing matters, even while social distancing conditions continue. These areas are personal injury claims, wills and powers of attorney. So let's look first of all at personal injury claims. Though we all have to observe extraordinary restrictions on movement and normal life in the interests of the greater good, time continues to run on critical legal time limits at the moment. In Scotland, most personal injury claims become time barred and unenforceable after 3 years from the date of the accident. Some claimant solicitors groups and some insurers have reached agreement to freeze time limits for the lockdown period, but that won't cover every possible claim. It would be unwise to delay. If you're uncertain as to whether you can or should do something about a potential claim, be sure to contact a solicitor so they can go through everything with you to put your mind at rest. It's unlikely to cost you anything to have such a discussion. This would also be a good time to check any home or contents insurance policies you have to see if they provide cover for legal expenses and specifically personal injury claims. Other funding methods such as no win, no fee and legal aid are available, but you should still check your insurance that you may have at home. Some legal expenses insurers will prefer you to use a firm of solicitors chosen from their panel. However, you have the right to choose your own representation, for example, a local specialist solicitor, and you should not feel pressured into instructing a solicitor just because they're recommended by the insurer. Panel solicitors are unlikely to be local. Your preferred solicitor will be able to help by liaising with the legal expenses insurer. All they will need is the insurer's contact details, the policy number, and the policy terms, if you have them. That solicitor will no doubt be quite happy to carry out the investigation for you to find out if there is indeed cover under what appears to be suitable legal expenses insurance. So, having covered personal injury claims, let's look at wills, the second of the three topics. Wills are similarly essential services that need to be attended to in the current crisis. A will is not something that can be done retrospectively, of course. And unless a will is made properly, it's of no effect, no matter what the wishes or intentions of the person wanting to make the will. No will means there is no guarantee that your loved ones will inherit. And then the related topic and the final topic for this podcast is that of powers of attorney. A power of attorney allows another person who's trusted by you to deal with your financial affairs and or your welfare. This arrangement can continue even if you lose legal capacity for any reason, for example due to illness or due to accident. But this is also time sensitive. Just as you cannot make a will after you die, a power of attorney cannot be put in place after a person loses capacity. Powers of attorney must be witnessed. This creates challenges in the context of social distancing, but it can be done safely and in some circumstances remotely using platforms such as WhatsApp or Zoom. The same considerations apply in relation to signing wills, and we are continuing to complete wills and powers of attorney for our clients, as I'm sure our other solicitors. We're able to take instructions for new personal injury claims, an area where our local knowledge means we don't need as much explanation or investigation to understand what it's about and how it needs to be progressed most effectively. Wherever you're located, we would say that a local specialist solicitor is your best choice if you need to make a personal injury claim. In many ways, now is the best time to do something about these things. You may have more time on your hands than usual. Life is normally so full of urgent deadlines, and this is a period during which we can perhaps concentrate more attention on matters which are important rather than urgent. Once there's a return to some form of normality, whatever that will look like, our urgency-based lifestyles may well return, and these important legal matters will be pushed to the backs of our minds once more as we dash off to the next available music session. By delaying, you may lose the chance to make a personal injury compensation claim, you may lose the chance to make a power of attorney, or a will, or all three of them. I hope you found this a useful summary of these issues in relation to personal injury claims, wills and powers of attorney. If there's any way we can help you, or if you have any queries about your will or a power of attorney or a personal injury claim, please contact us. You can get in touch on 01343 544 077, or you can send us a free online inquiry via the Grigger & Young website or via the Murray Claims website, and we can then make arrangements with you over the phone to get everything taken care of for you, even though it's only remote access that's possible at the moment. Thanks very much for listening, and keep safe. Until the next time.